Drive on your local radio station. We are ESPN Blacksburg, and a good Thursday afternoon to all of you. My name is Paul Van Wagner. Nathan Brennan.
IU Moneyline.
That's terrible. All right, you know what? Let's get...
I can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to.
Scott Nason.
I want
Scott Nason.
Scott Nason. Scott Nason joining us today. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Well, what's going on? It's happy to be on your show, my friend. Doing great. Ready to talk week 7 of NFL football and, of course, Eliminator pick.
That is true. All right, before we get to that, Scott, I have a trivia question for you. I want you to think about this before you answer, all right? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
2011, he hits 3 home runs, collects 5 hits, and notches 6 RBIs as the Cardinals take Game 3 of the World Series. Each of those stats ties a World Series record.
And I'm looking for the individual?
Yes. Think about this one, Scott. Albert Pujols.
See, you didn't word that the same as you worded
mine. I told him to think about it at the beginning.
No, you told me about 4 times you really need to think about this. Scott, I said David Freeze.
You got to go to the tape on that one. Okay. I don't know if it was 4 times.
I said David Freeze.
Nathan just walking around the studio muttering about how he got screwed because he doesn't pay attention to anything. It's all good. Scott, tonight, a big game. Everybody in the nation is going to have their eyes probably on the Big Bang Theory, maybe Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Arkansas State football, maybe watch a little Netflix and chill, but if you are a glutton for punishment, if you would like to have your eyeballs and retinas burned out, you have an opportunity tonight on Fox to watch the Giants take on the Eagles. Scott, you're watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, right?
All of those will be on the presidential debate tonight, so I'll be watching that.
There you go.
A mixture of everything I think he just said there, Paul. But, you look at this game, I mean, how about the Giants? Last week, they're winless, and 1 win and a couple losses in the division, and they have a chance to be first place after this week. That's how bad the NFC East is, and that's how bad these 2 quarterbacks that have been playing are. Daniel Jones has not done a good job at all. 3 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. Carson Wentz not doing much better. I believe 11 interceptions, which is most in the league. I'm only picking Philly because it's at home, and that's the only reason, but I will not be watching this one.
Is Philly your eliminator pick?
It is not, sir.
Okay. All right.
You know what, Scott? Let's go with something that will maybe bring your hopes up a little bit, you know, bring your spirits up. Last week, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers just got absolutely crushed by greatest of all-time quarterback Tom Brady.
That's true. Go.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, this week they look to bounce back against the Texans team that looks to be playing better football since Bill O'Brien was ousted and Romeo Crennel took over as head coach. First of all, do you think that the Buccaneers may have exposed the Packers' weaknesses a little bit in a way that we hadn't seen previously? I mean, grumpy Aaron Rodgers is back in press conferences. Second of all, do you think they come back and bounce back in a big way here against Texans on the road?
To answer your first question, I think, yes, the Green Bay defense was exposed, and I haven't been sold on that defense this season as of yet. And the Packers and Aaron Rodgers were due for a bad game, and they got it. Everything went against them. But I like them to bounce back in a big way. Aaron Rodgers likes playing in the state of Texas. He's 5-0, including the playoffs and a winning Super Bowl, where he has 14 touchdowns and just 1 pick. Texans are playing better, but boy, they gave up, 600 yards against Tennessee. I don't think Green Bay gets 600 yards, but they certainly get a lot, and I think they win.
Scott coming in with the fun facts there,
like
Nathan.
That.
We should hammer Green Bay.
I like that.
It's true.
Speaking of the Titans, they are 5-0. You know who else is 5-0? The Steelers. This is a huge matchup, Scott. I'm not sure how this isn't the Sunday night game. I don't know how this didn't get flexed, but somehow CBS gets this Sunday at 1 o'clock, and I got to be honest with you, I might watch this instead of the Lions game.
Oh, absolutely. It's the game of the week. I mean, you look at Tennessee, and this game was supposed to be played a few weeks ago, but due to Tennessee in some foolish actions and get punted back. But, you know, Tennessee, what, you can't say enough about them. And Derrick Henry, I mean, if he stays healthy, this guy is just putting up massive numbers and, what, 260 yards of total offense. Yeah. And you got to give Ryan Tannehill a lot of credit. It's not just Derrick Henry. He threw four touchdowns. Tannehill's playing well. I was foolish to pick Cleveland last week, and I certainly got embarrassed at Heinz Field on Sunday, and you got to get up for Pittsburgh. They did beat a big team. This one's going to be a little tougher. I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to be a close one, but Tennessee just finds a way to win these types of games, much like the Bears, which I'm sure we'll talk about. Give me the Titans.
Scott, you know, NFL coaches, they love to split the season into four quarters of the season as a way to kind of evaluate how their team is playing over the long course of time. During the first quarter of the season, there was very few quarterbacks in this league playing better than Josh Allen. But here in the most recent two games in the second quarter of the season, Josh Allen simply hasn't looked like himself. The Bills have dropped a couple in a row. Luckily for them, they have a matchup with the New York Jets, who have looked bad in every game they've played and will continue to probably look bad in every game from now on. Do you think that, you know, maybe the clock has struck midnight and Cinderella has come home from the ball here for Josh Allen, or do you think that he's still an MVP-caliber quarterback?
MVP-caliber, although I think he's beat out by several this year. I think he's going to bounce back, and no better way to bounce back than playing the New York Jets. If I'm Allen, you better beat the Jets by a big score, because look what happened to Ryan Fitzpatrick. All they did is go out and smoke the Jets, and he gets benched the next week, which I'm still
trying to figure out there. That's a national tragedy, Scott.
Yeah. It's terrible.
And I'm a big Tua fan, don't get me wrong, but I thought that was the wrong move there, but who knows. No question, Buffalo is going to win this one, and spoiler alert, that is my eliminator pick.
Oh! Scott,
I'll put that in then right now.
Might as well.
Scott, yeah, please.
It's rumored that the Raiders will be without their entire starting offensive line. The line in Vegas has not moved, though. Is it time to hammer the Buccaneers -3.5?
Well, I don't know if you guys talked about it, but that game actually has been moved to the afternoon because of COVID. They've actually moved the Seattle-Arizona game to Sunday night due to the potential of that one being canceled. I guess the NBC didn't want to chance it, but yeah, this is an interesting game right here. You know, that's a big one there. I like the Raiders before this news broke of COVID and some players missing. You know, Tampa played very well last week. You know, Brady looked more like himself, but I think it's the running game and the defense that are the two biggest surprises to me for Tampa Bay. So I'm going to pick Tampa just because there's too much uncertainty right now with the Raiders.
Scott, we already hit on one NFC East matchup. Let's talk about another one. The Cowboys get to take on.
Oh my God. We're a team and we play football, the Washington football team. It sounds generic and silly.
Yes!
It's as stupid as it seems. We've got players, we've got footballs, we just don't have a name. Root for football team as we play the game.
They actually had to have assembled like a small choir to make that video.
Impressive.
Goodness. Scott, what do you think? Cowboys, Washington.
I have no idea what to think after hearing that song. First of all, I thought it was the original, which I was like, wait a minute, guys. And secondly, I'm not sure about this, Paul, but I think the only other team that has kind of a theme fight song is the Detroit Lions.
They
not
do.
Many know this.
Yep.
Because not many people either go to games or Detroit doesn't score a lot of touchdowns, right. But they have a fight song, yep. And it's just ridiculous. It's embarrassing, much like the Lions. But in this game, I mean, you know, both these teams are not playing well. Dallas has more offensive weapons, although they have no defense. I mean, they are on pace right now for one of the worst all-time defenses in NFL history. As a matter of fact, after six games, there's only three teams that have allowed more points. You have to go back to the 1960s to find the last one. 1961. So I like the Cowboys just because I think they have a little more offense than the football team.
What about the Browns-Bengals, Scott? The Browns kind of they dropped one to Pittsburgh last week. Bengals are bengaling. They're kind of doing what we expected them to do this year. Do you anticipate the Browns bouncing back in this game?
I do. I feel like it's going to be much the same as their earlier season matchup. You know, Cincinnati gave the flashes. You saw that in the first part of that game against Indianapolis, and they're up 21-0. But again, a rookie quarterback, still got a lot of holes to fill, and I think just Cleveland's a little too much, and I think they bounce back and win.
All right. Scott.
How about those Colts?
The San Francisco 49ers on Sunday Night Football, after an abysmal performance against Miami, come back and beat the Rams. The Patriots, on the other hand, they did not look good in their first game following their little COVID hiatus, falling to the lowly Broncos by a score of 18-12. So you have two teams who have really sent mixed messages. Who do you think comes out on top in this one?
Yeah, this is a tough one to figure out, because these are two teams that are tough to figure out. You mean, you thought San Francisco was left for dead last week after getting trounced by Miami, and they go out and beat the Rams, and you would expect, Paul, that New England would beat Denver at home, but that didn't happen. You know, it's the coin flip game, but I think San Francisco's playing better football. I think this COVID interruption and Cam Newton getting COVID kind of messed with the Patriots' rhythm, for lack of a better term. I like the Niners on the road in this one.
Scott, everybody in the nation is going to have their eyes on Atlanta, Georgia on Sunday when the 2-3 surging Detroit Lions come into town to take on the 1-5 surging Atlanta Falcons. Both teams picking up victories last week. I believe the Falcons won last week. I'm pretty sure. Scott, the game maybe is irrelevant as the games in the NFC East. What do you think?
Well, it's relevant for at least one coach, not Atlanta's, because they fired theirs.
Right.
And rumors were rampant in Detroit over the weekend that if the Lions did fall to Jacksonville, that Matt Patricia's job could be in jeopardy. And, of course, the Lions win those type of games, as they always do. So I think Patricia's safe, at least till the season's over, and then we'll see. But, you know, Matt Stafford, he's never played in Georgia. Of course, well, he didn't play much in Georgia, in my opinion, but he played at the University of Georgia, and they played the Falcons four times, the Lions, and they never played them at the Atlanta, whatever it's called now. I was going to say Georgia Dome, but Mercedes-Benz Stadium, whatever the heck it's called. You know, I like Atlanta. I think they have a little more offensively than Detroit right now. You saw that in Minnesota. I think Matt Ryan's a better quarterback than Matthew Stafford. I think half the league has better quarterbacks than Matthew Stafford.
Wow.
And so give me the Falcons, but nobody cares.
Wow, you're just, what a hater. Holy cow. Seahawks, Cardinals.
12 years, Paul. 12 years of that guy. I'm done with
him.
Come
on. It's not his fault. Wow. The defense is trash. The offensive line is trash. They can't run the ball. Jesus himself couldn't play quarterback for the Detroit
Lions. They ran over 180 yards last week. What are you talking about? They can't run the ball.
And they won.
Stafford apologists are always the same, Paul, and I'm tired of it. Get rid of him. He's not going to do us any good. I'm one of the many playoff games of that guy.
You probably.
Now, talk about someone who's going to win a bunch of playoff games in their future, and that's Gardner Minshew II.
That's true. Wow.
An enthralling matchup of the 1-5 Jaguars and the 1-4
Chargers.
Didn't see
that turn coming. Wow.
No.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Hearing you guys argue about the Lions is going to take years off my life. I just don't think about my professional football team. But yeah, Scott, who do you think comes away in this victory, or with a victory in this game? And on the other side, do you think that Justin Herbert is edging out Joe Burrow right now for Rookie of the Year?
It's a close one right now. You know, both teams with just the one win, and so I think a lot to be said there. We'll see how the second, third, or the last half of the season plays out. You know, who knows? Jacksonville's been a hot mess since their opening week win, and the Chargers just can't seem to find to get it done. You know what? I'm going to do something I don't think I've ever done on this. I'm going to pick a tie. How about that?
Wow.
Hey,
okay.
How about that?
That's fair.
Okay.
It could have happened. Right. I actually thought Andrew was going to the Seahawks-Cardinals game, because that actually seems like it's an intriguing matchup, Scott. You already said that they flexed this one into the Sunday night game just to be on the safe side, but what do you see happening in this one? You got a really good veteran quarterback in Russell Wilson who's undersized, and a pretty decent younger quarterback in Kyler Murray who's undersized.
Yeah, I think this is the second best matchup of the day outside the Tennessee-Pittsburgh game. You know, maybe Seattle's a little bit rusty. That's about the only way I can find them not winning this game. Arizona, they've been kind of hot and cold. Took on Dallas, and that always helps your offense. But I just think Seattle's the best team in the NFC right now, and until they lose a game, I'm going to keep picking them. So give me the Seahawks.
All right. Last one for you, Scott. Monday Night Football. You have a matchup between the first quarterback taken in the 2016 draft and the first quarterback taken in 2017 draft. Unfortunately for the first quarterback taken in the 2017 draft, he is now on the bench. Yes, it's Jared Goff versus Nick Foles. Mm. Mitch Trubisky watching from the side. The Bears overperforming at 5-1, but it's hard to keep doubting them when they keep winning games. The Rams, on the other hand, coming off a loss to the defending NFC champs. Who do you got in this one, Scotty?
This is a tough one, and I love what the Bears are doing. I mean, they have the 27th best points per game in the league. They're not scoring tons of points, but they're just finding ways to win these games. However, I think in this one, I think Aaron Donald's going to be a big story. You know, I find the Bears are going to have a hard time containing him, and Nick Foles, when he's in a hurry, always struggles, being that it's out in L.A. in that beautiful new stadium. I like the Rams, but I've been picking against the Bears a lot, so I wouldn't go to the bank with that one.
All right, it is time for the Scott Nason Eliminator Pool. We have six people still alive in this. Brady and Spotty, our attorneys, are still alive in this. Pudge somehow miraculously is still in this thing. Tina, who's been flying around in the chopper making her picks, is still in this. Christian, the bartender, is still in this. And Scott Nason, still in this. The Pats screwed me and Chase this past week by losing to the Denver Broncos. My wife picked Denver, so she's officially done. She got a win. She doesn't want to play anymore. Scott Nason, you've already said you're taking the Bills. A lot of people taking the Bills this week, Scott.
Yes, sir. I'm using my New York strategy. It's worked so far, and I'm going to keep doing it.
All right. That's fair. Andrew, Alex, where you want to go, kid?
Same place as Scott.
All right. You are going to take the Bills also. Nathan Brennan, you have two losses. You can't afford to lose another one.
I cannot afford to lose, but now is just a prime time to strike with the Eagles because I don't think they're going to win another game anytime soon. Give me the Bills. Give me the Bills.
Okay.
I need a win. The Jets are awful.
All right. We still got some people that need to pick, so Andrew's going to work on that for us. We'll get Tina's pick here coming up in about 30 minutes or so. But, Scott, the listeners are always looking for more great sports content. Where can they find more from you and your band of Merry Knuckleheads?
You can go to the website, thegamesportsshow.com, the podcast site, thegamesportsshow.com. podbean.com. We put all our episodes up. We usually have about four or five different ones a week, including the one we did this past Monday night where we got to interview Detroit Red Wings head coach Jeff Blasio. Mm-hmm. First time on the show, so that was great. And you'll like this, Paul, reaching out to some big guests.
Yeah.
And I reached out to two big universities in the state, Michigan State and Michigan, and I've only heard back from one. Take a pick on which one it is.
You heard back from Michigan, and they told you no.
Nope. I heard back from Michigan, and they said maybe. So I'm just happy to hear them back. We're trying to get somebody from the football team on the show here in the next few weeks, so stay tuned.
I like it. Now, we haven't had a check on this in a couple of weeks, Scott Nason. Baby Watch 2020, did you seal the deal? Did you get the job done, Scott Nason? You firing everything out of that pistola of yours?
All right. The clock has been reset for another 30 days. I'm just leaving it back.
Well, the good news for you, it's all still working. Scott Nason, as always, my man, we appreciate you. Look forward to chatting with you next Thursday. You take care of yourself.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Scott Nason, trying to make babies on the drive.
A big hello to our listeners in Shawsville. Thanks for tuning in to ESPN Blacksburg, 93.1, 97.1, and online at ESPNBlacksburg.com.